When I talk about culture, there is also a deeper culture. We must understand this. Before the English came to this country, little 250 or 300 years ago, there was not a single illiterate person in the country. Everybody could read and write, but there were no schoolrooms. They were amazed. Where do they learn this? Because school just happened as a part of the home. Nobody went to school. The idea of going to school only came much later. Otherwise, education happened in its own way. This is why what has turned out into a horribly discriminatory process now, this whole caste system was the school. If your father is a carpenter, from the age of 5, you're learning carpentry. And you'll only marry a carpentry family. And it's only carpentry growing generation to generation. If you're a blacksmith, only that growing. This was the only school that was there. There was no school or there was no university for you to develop skills. This was the only way. When you break those things, because we did not handle our differences properly, every difference that we had, we started handling it as a discriminatory process. It became ugly. Otherwise, differences are fine. You're different, I'm different, it's perfectly fine. The problem is, if you make the difference into your discriminatory process, then it turns ugly. So the caste system turned ugly because it became discriminatory. The goldsmith thinks the blacksmith is inferior to him, okay? These kind of discriminatory processes began. So when I say culture, we have the most ancient culture which has remained. To some extent, it has gone through various types of metamorphosis but survived. Wherever imperialist forces went, the local culture never survived, completely uprooted. This is the only place where they got integrated rather than we getting integrated with theirs. This has happened only in this country. Because of the complexity of thought, complexity of vision, complexity of inner perception, which they could not counter with their simplistic philosophies and belief systems. So this profoundness of intellect has been there for generations and generations, for hundreds and thousands of generations. So this is not lost upon you and me. See, whatever said and done, today there is substantial scientific data to prove this. Suppose, let us say, for the last 5 generations in your family, all of them were engineers. Your ability to be an engineer, unless you resist your allergy to do it, because your father was forcing you to be an engineer, you become develop allergy, that's a different thing. Otherwise, just naturally, you have a better capability to be an engineer than anybody else. This is something clearly scientifically established now. So this way, in terms of intellect, we have used our intellect in such complex ways in this country. So producing full-fledged human beings has been the nature, and that residue or that hangover is still there in all of us. Before it goes away, we have to capitalize on it.